This station, in cooperation with the Federal Civil Defense Administration, presents by transcription, You Shall Have Food.
I'll get you another cup.
I've been drinking too much coffee lately.
You'll need something to fortify you today. By the time our men folks get through fouling up that dinner tonight.
I've never heard your buzz so on the defensive as the morning he came over and asked Mac to help with the food at the picnic.
Here's some cream. I'm sorry, Dottie, if he got Mac involved in something.
Oh, no, Mac's loving it. That's all he's been talking about, the Grange picnic. Maybe that's why I enjoyed kidding him.
Well, I'll be glad when it's over. Husbands are hard enough to live with under normal conditions, but with this...
Oh. Have you been down to see that silly area they fixed up in City Park?
Oh, I should have, I guess. But honestly, Dottie, I'd be on the go all the time if I had to follow Buzz around to everything he's involved in. He wanted me to go when his Civil Defense and Red Cross volunteer groups built that emergency kitchen 3 weeks ago.
Well, you do have to give it to the boys for enthusiasm, though. They've got all of Sunny Flats turning out.
That's Buzz, I know. Only the seventh time he's called. Got something else or who knows what. Yes. No, Buzz, you didn't say anything about it to me. I'm positive. No, dear. Happy cooking. The utensils haven't arrived yet. Good heavens, seems to me it'd have been much simpler to use the Grange Hall as usual, or at least the church kitchen.
Oh, the boys need to have their day, I suppose. But it does seem a lot more work out in that makeshift setup in City Park.
Mac'll learn his lesson, not to agree to Buzz's ideas.
He never does. I imagine Buzz will coax him into civil defense, too, one of these days.
Honestly, Buzz belongs to everything. Every club, every organization, everything. That's my husband. And that's my husband. I'll bet even money. What now?
Thanks for the coffee, Grace. I'll come by for you about 4. We'll walk down to the park, okay?
Yeah, sure. See you then. Yes, dear. That's sure a funny-looking contraption, Buzz.
Works, though, doesn't it, Mac?
Yep.
What do you call it?
Crossfire trench. See, these two trenches are dug about 8 feet long and a foot wide and a foot deep. They cross in the center, so you have an X.
You make that grate in the middle out of pipe?
Sure, anything round will hold a kettle. The fire's built in the middle, see, and you set a big kettle in the grate.
Oh, why do you have that metal covering 3 of the sides of the trenches?
You just want the open side facing the direction of the wind, see? Then you got a good draft for your fire.
Well, what's that, Mac?
It's a barrel oven.
Made out of a metal barrel?
Yeah, an oil drum, isn't it, Buzz? It makes a swell oven. We're going to have hot rolls, warming them in there in that oven by that hot plate over there.
Well, like I told you, the idea is that this emergency kitchen can be built in a real short time out of debris you might find in a town after a flood or tornado, things like that. Red Cross and civil defense workers who know how can build a mass feeding setup like this and handle a lot of people in time of disaster.
Buzz convinced me.
Uh-oh. What did I tell you, Grace?
No kidding, honey. Look at this place. Look how simple it all is, really. See, there's the washing and sterilizing unit to sterilize the equipment and eating utensils. Just made out of stones, rocks, concrete chunks, old bricks, 3 big drums, and some number 10 cans for a chimney. Instead of mortar, you could use mud to put it together.
That's right, and we've taken plenty of precautions to make sure we've got good sanitation. No use saving a lot of people from a disaster and then having them get sick from dysentery or something.
Well, I guess this sort of thing is important, if you say so.
Well, I think it is. But suppose we got an emergency of some kind, maybe not in our town even. We'd have evacuees streaming through here by the thousands. Our normal facilities couldn't take care of them. That's why we in the Red Cross have made arrangements for feeding and for treatment and housing masses of people evacuating areas that have been damaged or flooded or what have you.
Hey, I'd better get back to the griddle, Buzz. We're about ready to serve, aren't we?
Yeah, people are beginning to come. I'll check everything and get the feeding line set up. You gals enjoy yourself, huh?
We'll try. One thing I'll admit, smells pretty good.
Come and get it. The food is hot and the boys are ready to go. Now, don't be bashful, folks. There's enough for all. Come and get it.
Any more latecomers, Buzz?
Oh, I don't think so. Might be a few more back for seconds. Start putting leftovers in some small pans and just keep it warm in the crossfire.
Well, I'm not sure what part Mac and Buzz were directly responsible for, Dottie, but everybody seems to have enjoyed the food.
They'll claim credit for all of it. But imagine those men baking apple pies in makeshift ovens, even if they were pan pies. Maybe we misjudged them, Grace.
Best pie I ever tasted, ma'am, but don't tell my old lady.
How many people did we serve in all, Buzz?
I'm just trying to figure it out now, Mac. Over 250, that's for sure.
Say, what's this rumor about some special announcement being made later in the evening? Heard it?
Yeah, but I'm not saying. You'll have to wait.
Time for the entertainment, everybody. Now we just gather over here by the bandstand, and everybody just carry his own chair, drag a bench over there. Now, come on now, the evening's just begun. Yahoo!
Ladies and gentlemen, it gives me great pleasure as mayor of this town to introduce to you a special guest whom we've had in our midst tonight. It's a fitting climax to our wonderful picnic put on by the Grange to have him talk to us briefly. Here he is, Ralph Lundquin, our county civil defense director.
Thank you, Mayor, ladies, and especially gentlemen of Sunny Flats. Congratulations to all of you. This has been an interesting experience for me, and I have been given the privilege of announcing these figures. This delicious meal prepared by the boys was served to 408 persons tonight in a total of 75 minutes, and I'd say with a minimum of confusion. How about that? Folks, I want to be serious with you after this enjoyable evening of food and entertainment and talk about that feat of serving dinner again. You men folks have experienced just a small sample of what would be expected of Sunny Flats at Plankton or Springside or any of the larger cities in this county should suddenly be bombed. Evacuees from one of those cities would come streaming in here by the hundreds, possibly thousands. Besides feeding them, somebody here in Sunny Flats would have to treat their wounds, register them so we'd have an idea where these people fled to, and then filter them out to town and country homes or billet them in some kind of housing facilities here in your town. Now, many of you might not want to think of such a possibility. I'm afraid too many Americans feel that way. But believe me, there's no skirt big enough for all of us to hide behind. Folks, I'm about to release the news of the surprise exercise, and Sunny Flats has been chosen to prove it can be done. Civil Defense, together with the Red Cross, has planned a mass feeding test here Saturday, noon. Publicity will be released on this tomorrow, Friday. Residents from your neighboring towns of Channing, Jenison, and Durlin will be invited to your town to be served the noon meal from the same emergency mass feeding kitchen that was used tonight. We estimate that our teams will have to feed about three times the number fed here tonight. Now, you realize that it's more notice than would be received if a disaster, man-made or natural, should actually hit our county. But we're doing it this way so there won't be too much hardship on anyone. After tonight, I know you folks in Sunny Flats are the ones to show the way. Remember, your civil defense workers will need help from some of the rest of you, so volunteer willingly when they ask you. Now I'm requesting leaders in charge of feeding, registration, and medical units to meet with me tomorrow at 10 a.m. in the mayor's office, just across the park, to work out details such as financing the food and supplies and so on. If you can't come for some reason, send a member of your team. Again, to all of you, I salute you and wish you the best of luck. Believe me, the eyes of the entire state will be on Sunny Flats next Saturday.
Hello? Hello, Jameson? This is Buzz. Yeah. Say, I was just getting ready to go down to the meeting at the mayor's office and figured you'd be an important person to have along since you own the biggest food market in town. How's about joining me? Good. Yeah, I'll come by for you in about 5 minutes. Okay, so long. Well, Gracie's coming.
You sound as pleased as a mother with a new baby.
We need every new recruit we can get. How about you?
Oh, now, wait a minute. One in the family is enough.
Not the way I see it. Only when everyone in the family is working with civil defense will we have enough.
I should be doing something, I suppose. But I'm sure you're taking care of everything perfectly without my help. You always do.
Well, that sounds like a crack.
but I'll disregard it until I get enough people to make up 3 feeding teams.
Really, Buzz? With you in charge of the mass feeding exercise, if I get in there, too, you know how people would talk. We're trying to run things and all that.
Well, there are a lot of other places you can fit in, Grace. Ground observer, first aid, communications, home nursing.
Later, Buzz. You'd better be going.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Well, anyway, besides Jameson, I got 2 other recruits this morning.
Who?
Mac and Dottie. You're about the only holdout left. So long. H-hour approaching, everybody. We'll start serving in 3/4 of an hour. How are you fellas doing over here at the oven? Well, looks like you got pretty even baking there. I think that extra layer of sand helped to make the heat more even, don't you?
I sure do, bud.
Okay, keep it up.
Ow!
What happened here?
A burn. I grabbed a hot kettle of potatoes.
Don't take a chance. Better see the first aid unit over there. Hey, you guys have got too high a fire vent to that sterilizing unit. It'll get hot enough without it being that high. You'll burn out the equipment at that rate. Looks like everything's on schedule, fellas. You're doing great. Let them come!
Buzz, Mac, you did a fine job.
A few mistakes, but we learned a lot, Mr. Lundgren.
My back is killing me. 3 hours over that oven is too much.
What was the time on it, Buzz?
A little over 3.5 hours.
For that crowd, that should be a record. Those 3 serving teams worked out fine.
Buzz, I've got something special to ask you. You've done such a good organizing job here, and you've just about the most practical experience in this emergency mass feeding of anybody in the state.
What are you leading up to, Mr. Lundgren?
Just this. Several people from these 3 towns we invited to Sunny Flats talked to me about organizing feeding units to stand by for emergencies in their towns, just like you have here. We hope people would get interested.
Get to the point, Mr. Lundgren.
All right, I will, Grace. The Red Cross and I want your husband to help set up similar mass feeding units and build similar outdoor kitchens in these 3 towns.
Oh, now, wait a minute. I've got my hands full right here. That'd be an awful lot of work, and besides, it'd take me away from home a lot this summer.
But you'd like to do it, wouldn't you?
Well, yeah, I'd like to, honey. You know how I feel about civil defense, but...
Then he'll accept, Mr. Lundgren. And I'll go along to help. Weekends, whatever it takes. You've just made a deal for 2 members of the Newton family instead of 1.
Fine.
Gee, that's swell, honey. But look, I've still got the responsibility of this unit in Sunny Flats. It's kind of taking on too much, I think. If I could get somebody to take charge here in my place, well, maybe...
Sold. I'm your man. Don't give it another thought. It might even get this so-called cook of mine to help out.
Well, I'm ready to admit our husbands have been making us look a little useless these days, and I don't want to be left out.
I'd say civil defense has really benefited in the bargain. It's a deal, and glad to have you.
You know, that calls for a celebration at our house. The icebox is loaded, and I've got a case of...
You all go ahead. I'll be with you in a minute. Mr. Lundgren and I have a couple more things to work out.
Hurry up.
Buzz, you're a genius.
It worked out just like I said it would, didn't it?
They went for it hook, line, and sinker.
It's about time. I wonder how long it'll take other folks to realize that civil defense is civilian defense, and that means by civilians as well as for civilians.
You Shall Have Food was written by Bob Hahn and produced and transcribed by the Rocky Mountain Radio Council for the Federal Civil Defense Administration under the production supervision of Nat S. Linden.